Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
This is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio, with your host DJ Smell for
Good,
the international
call. Hell yeah. From the Netherlands. Presenting.
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
I've been listening to this Diggy Dex, people, Lynx Rex, featuring Bootstick, Big 2 and Skiggy Raps. Shouts out to Sinai, you know what I'm saying, dropping off this YouTube. Y'all check that YouTube single out. Uploaded by Rodeo Media. Got a Dutch and English video, you know what I'm saying? You know, a little something, little club banger, international little club banger. Ah, Jim. Yeah. Biggie Dex. Y'all on people, I gotta jam out real quick. Biggie Dex. On YouTube, y'all check it out. YouTube.com with a Diggy. D-I-G-G-Y, Dex, B-E-X, Links Rex. Going down, new video, the new singer, Links Rex. Yeah. All is hot. All right. Anyways, shout out to Diggy Dex on that one, you know what I'm saying? And, Yeah, I remember that. Why is my porn music? Oh. There we go. Then I watch a little South Park, people. You know what I'm saying? Got a little television, telling lies through a vision on. And this is the day before the political power tricks going on. Political Monday. There you go. I had to think up that word, you know what I'm saying? Political Monday. More power tricks in the making. We'll figure out, you know, is anybody heading to the polls tomorrow? And, you know you're voting for. Do you care about the issues that the candidates are making? Really, do you even know what the issues, you know what I'm saying? What issues the candidates are running for, you know? And, if you don't, fuck it, let's get political. And I'm going to get my little sample ballot, you know what I'm saying? We're going to cover some of the candidates. You know what I'm saying? See if we can find out what they talking about. Because I'm going to tell you, people, I don't watch TV. So, I don't know what the hell. I ain't seen not man candidate out in my neighborhood, you know, handing out stuff saying, you know, I'm voting for this or, you know, I'm running for this or vote for me for that. So, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we're going to cover today. You know what I'm saying? Political Monday. Trying to find out, you know what I'm saying, do you know who you're voting for? You know what I'm saying? Did you go and early vote? Some people, you know, went out and early voted for what? If you don't know who you're voting for, what is the point of early voting? You heard me, get it on out in the way, man. Right. I ain't got no political music. Let's see. I might have some political news for you. That's right. Oh. I do got some political news. Yeah, man. Actually, that's Muta Baruga. Any which way, Sudan. Yeah, man. I got something for you. You know what I'm saying? It's called Pass the Torch. This is what we're doing right now. Headed to the polls, people. If you're headed to the polls tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you know who you're voting for. And it's just going to be Christmas tree. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people just go to the polls and really don't give a damn about, you know, anything. You know what I'm saying? But they want to be a part of it. So just to say they did it, they go on Christmas tree like they did through school. Right. But try to learn, you know, at least some of the issues or whatever they might be talking about. And for more than that, you know what I'm saying, not just the people that's running the actual you know, don't vote no on number four. Down here we got countywide transportation as a big issue. You know what I'm saying? So they throw these things on the ballot and get you so, you know, used to you know, worried about voting for a person and shit. When in fact, you know what I'm saying, we got issues that need to be voted on. So pay attention to the issues, people. Don't necessarily pay attention to the candidates. Pay attention to the issues that are on the board. You know what I'm saying? Because those are what are directly impacting your community. Fuck the individuals. The issues are what are impacting that. All right. So come right back at you, man. It's Political Monday. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big right here. WDGE Radio, it's Regular Game Radio with your host, Captain Smell, so good. The international co-host still flying around somewhere in Netherland. You know what I'm saying? As Mr. Zayanai.
After seeing what happened around the world, it is time for us to create businesses, wealth, I'm just saying, jobs. New wealth for other people. It's time to help each other. Reach down. If we only remember to do one thing, we can be successful every minute.
Pass the torch.
Pass the torch. We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames.
Share
the torch. Share the torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame. Pass the torch. Pass the torch.
Came.
We can't see the flames. We can't see the flames. Share the torch. Share the torch. It's time to see fame. It's time to see fame.
I'm tired of you politicians with your weak games and lies begging us to listen.
Come on,
to all
Mr.
of your Facebooks and your BS. You need to learn how to pass the torch to someone else besides yourself. Pass the torch, pass the torch. Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the torch and get the torch to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV with your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me. Because you know that my vote is golden, and with a push of the button, you know the life I'm holding. So I pass the toast to my hood, so everybody can take it easy.
That's
and it's all
good.
Please step off of me and pass the toast, and don't keep it to yourself, and that's for sure.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can have somebody else. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch,
one
pass
two
the torch.
Five.
We can't see the flames,
all
we can't
help
see
somebody.
The flames. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Yeah.
Take it, Brother Jerry.
It's changed two words. Hear me out. I'm locked up,
Brother
yeah,
Kane.
G, he built me out.
Thank
and right
God.
Then I understood,
passed
the torch. I helped him, he helped me, and that's how we buy what
costs.
And now buy it, boss. Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off. And we dying off,
yep.
But y'all don't hear me, though.
Nah.
We get a gun, and we fear we imperial. You ain't killed nothing,
we
the government's
studio.
It's silly, though, the white ones really know.
We love you, baby,
if
but God
roof,
love
even
you,
even if we fix it, too. Just pass the torch
please,
so someone else can fix
it,
too. They got a state by the river, paid off in December. And think, I was late in November.
Damn.
Blacks are bored, stop passing snort.
Don't let that stop you.
Homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames.
I know
share the torch, share the torch.
It's
time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Put it
down, pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Share the torch, share the torch.
You can do
it's
what
time
you
want to do, it's time to see flames.
Pass the torch, pass the torch.
Ain't no stopping
don't
us now.
Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the torch. Pass the toast and get a toast to
someone else. Come on, Brother David.
Pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Do it.
Don't keep it to yourself. You got to pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Brother
Gang.
Well, yeah, Brother
Gang.
Pass the toast. I know Matt's a millionaire.
That's
we fighting for somebody else. Share the torch. You can do anything what you want to do. Money, make money. Oh, let's put our money to work. Let's put our money to work and make some more money for other people. Oh, you ain't got to have no poor people out here. You can help somebody. The rich can help the poor.
That's right.
Let's
help
start
somebody.
Reaching back and helping our family members, our friends, people that you don't even know. You can help them. God said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you already got to do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
Right.
Help somebody. Pull somebody up. All you can do is let's start today. Let's make this a brighter day. Let's spread love. Let's just try to touch somebody else's hand.
Pass
and make this world a better place if we can.
Oh,
I know we can.
Let's pass the torch.
Nobody being greedy. It's enough for everybody. All respect. I'm talking about anybody that got something they can help somebody with. Let's pass the
torch.
Let's do this for the Lord.
We can't see
the flames.
We can't see the flames.
Oh, we can do it. Let's shout to all the beautiful people in the world.
It's time to
spread the love. Start passing the torch. You can do it. Let's do it today. Oh, it's beautiful to pass the torch. It's beautiful to help somebody. Oh, you can't even see the
we can. government inflation, general for a scam, purple straight raving. The hood, it ain't all good. Block party, I wish you would.
Remix, remix.
Strong survive, not rise, rise.
All the
rise,
world.
And you know it's bad time, cause I've been doing time.
Oh yeah, remix, remix.
I've been living hard time, cause this is a hard grind. And you know it's bad time, cause I've been doing time.
Japan, remix, remix, remix.
I've been doing hard times since I came out the womb. Took a few puffs of air, hard times for the room. I look left, and then right. The only hard times are what I see in sight. So I jumped up and headed to the door. Told my mama thank you, but now I gotta go. The hard times ain't gonna find me no more. We live in hard times, and that's for sure.
See ya. Only the storm survives.
I'm back on the grind, trying to beat these hard times. Dodging all the crackers and jackals, trying to get mine. I tell them, step back and check yourself. Too late, silly suckers, done wrecked yourself. Now my people on the ride, and y'all better realize that it's our time to shine. And we gon' claim the prize. But if you can't understand, then please step aside.
What
we doing? I said we doing. We y'all doing hard time.
Only the strong survive. Only the storm survives. You know the storm survives. Cause only the storm survives. We gotta be strong, yo. We gotta hold on, yo. We gotta take a stand, yo. I know we can, yo.
Yeah, I like to thank y'all for riding out with hit after hit music. One time for my boy Disco Nate Dizzle, you know what I'm saying, on the beat, in the P's and Q's, you know what I'm saying. One time for Platinum Kings, putting it down. One time for my girl Sky, you know what I'm saying, representing on the beach, you know what I'm saying. This your boy Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying. Represent one time for Dutch Dirty. One time for Wrecking the Game Entertainment. One time for Jet Set, who always hold it down up in this bitch, you know what I'm saying. Appreciate you, cuz. If y'all want to holler at him, 1-888-859-3762.
We gotta be strong, yo. We gotta hold on, yo. We gotta take a stand, yo. I know we can, yo.
Yeah, B.I.P. that nigga DJ Party Time and the Candy Man with that chronic candy, huh? Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Smells.
Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Parents feel if they eat enough of the bull in advertisement, their children will walk out wearing Nike, Reebok, or Guess. What's in style now? Not you. So cruise your unpopular cell phone down to the mall. Buy yourself some shoes and clothes. Buy yourself some perfume because you don't smell good. Get yourself yourself a perm cause your hair's too nappy, or maybe it's too straight and your eyes too black. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Somebody looks better than you. Don't you want to look like them? Somebody smells better than you. Don't you want to smell like them? Walk this way, talk this way. Everyone wants to glide across the moon like Michael Jackson. Who wants to be an astronaut? The world wants to fly like Jordan. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Open your eyes and ears to propaganda. The best of the best American is left undiscovered because the man on the top of the ladder is afraid of competition. Who's the strongest and who's the fastest American? The one who didn't get caught and branded on television. Propaganda. PSYOPs is the new terrorism. Who's educating your children with a moral and ethical value system? Overworked and underpaid teachers. Preachers who pay more for their shoes than the attention they give to the congregation. So who's going to save your soul? Maybe you'll get it from your mama and come born with the right credentials. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Got the right stuff to run the public and the private sector. Presidents buying commercials from multi-billionaires. Live. Tonight, tonight, tonight on your television. Maybe you'll crash watching the brilliantly lit billboards. Discover your taste for the good life. Who knows, you may be entertainment tonight. Light up the airwaves with static. Commercial after commercial. Sitcoms tell us how to behave. News tells us when to be afraid. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America. Drugs are okay if they come with a prescription. So what? Your kid wants to be a doctor or a drug dealer. The only difference is legislation. A couple years in college and high interest student loans. Who smokes the pills and who swallows? Deep to cure the illness of overcompensation. Limited wages drives us to drinking. Then we take the fast car all the way to the bank. We complain and complain about rates, too high interest, too low dividends. Where do you save your family's future? The bank. Who owns the deeds to your house? The bank. Who owns the title to the car? The bank. And who owns you? Your job. So work hard, boys and girls, because diamonds and pearls don't grow on trees. But the seeds you sow may save your life. Who needs leaves when the new money is made from the labor of slaves who pick cotton? Dig deep in your pockets to purchase the contents of that which sits upon the top shelf. Advertisement took over America. Advertisement took over America.
are describing is a complete end of democracy, the end of what matters to people, the end of what happens to the human journey. And for that reason, I think this is revolting.
The real world was at the end of my block when I would ride my scooter down to the corner and I couldn't cross the street. But across the street, that was the real world. What is the real world? It is a great deal different than the protected, nurtured environment that most of our children are privileged to grow up in. The real world. That one known as the real world. Cutthroat competition, dog eat dog.
Accepting awards, applause galore. Can't deny a trailblazer, you're innovating. Now if they would've asked and I would've told, then so great. With the things I do, the style that I have, I grab with the mic too.
Jackal. Shout out to both of them. Yeah, we live up in the building, people. This is Political Monday. All buzzing in the headlines, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the politics out there, people. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Miss Heavenly Angel. Pretty sure she's going to be on the way to the polls pretty soon. And getting her vote on. I wonder what people, what kind of issues people are voting on. You know what I'm saying? What candidates out there are voting for what and doing what. So, you know, step in and look up a couple of my people. Some of my people. You know, because they sure have been spamming the goddamn telephone with all the fucking, hey, this is Bill Bakker running for Congress District 11. Won't you give me your vote? Look at all that shit. Hey, this is Pammy the Spammer your phone. Just wanted to let you know that I was running for some office that I'm not going to do anything. But, hey, vote for me anyway just because it's an open position. And, yeah, I'm running for it. Oh, people. You gotta love that. But anyway, I got a sample ballot right here. And this is weird. Up everybody and see what you got here, people. Tuesday polls open at 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and it's weird because here in Florida we gotta go to the Tampa Korean Seventh-day Adventist Church, which all that in itself sounds completely crazy anyway. Whoever decided to do the early voting could have done that already, should have already done that. And, let's see. You should. Office general election ballot. All right, let's see who we got for Congress. Your congressional. United States Senator, we have Mark Rubio, Republican, Kendrick B. Meek, Democrat, Alexander Andrew Schnitker, was it LBT? Now, this is looking, you know, kind of made me laugh when you start looking at these different party affiliations, because you got all of these different codes, but then they don't tell you what the hell's the code, like what are all the party affiliations, you know what I'm saying? So the other one was LBT, like who the hell is the LBT, you know, because people don't understand that they got other, besides Republicans and Democrats, you got a, you know, one, two, well then everybody else is independent party, they no party affiliation, but then you got LBT, which is Alexander Andrew Schnitker, and then you got CPF, which is Bernie DiCastro, and everybody else is running independent, which is NPA, no party affiliation. If anybody happens to be looking at the ballot, and you wonder what the fuck is NPA, that's no party affiliation. That's what that stands for. Basically, they independent. You know, they running as independents. I give everybody the update on the car situation and all that. But, yeah, we're just chilling. So we got Bernie DeCastro, Sue Ascalon, Bruce Ray Riggs, Bobby Bean, Rick Tyler, Charlie Crist, and Louis Jerome Armstrong. And then you have a part down there where you can write yourself in, which I normally do every year. I always write myself in. I got one vote, bitch, for myself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean. And I'll probably vote independent. I don't really care for no. Because what you notice with the Republicans and Democrats, those are the ones that waste the most money on spam, on calling your phone, wasteless yard signs, wasteless signs, just a bunch of crap. But you don't see them on television, you know, doing no kind of, what happened to the town hall debates and all that kind of stuff back in the day? I thought they used to do that for different public offices. And if they didn't, they need to do that anyways, you know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying, who you can vote for and who's all out there. But if they only push a Republican Democratic Party, you wouldn't know there's the LBT and the CPF and there's a MPA, you know, non-party affiliation or an independent party. And, you know, a lot of people wouldn't know that. So then you also have the representative in Congress. I believe it's for my district, which is District 11. You have Mike Prendergast, who's a Republican, and then you have Kathy Casper, who's a Democrat, which I won't be voting for Kathy Casper. I'm sick of seeing all her goddamn now. For me, the worst candidate is the one who spends the most on advertising, because that means you're going to spend the most money on bullshit when you goddamn get in the office. You know, get in the office off of your word. If you can't get off of word of mouth or your word, then, you know, yeah, man, that kind of shit, man. But that's how I vote, people. I'm not trying to sway your votes, but, yeah, this is how I, anyway, and you have, state, which is your governor, your lieutenant governor, which people don't even know they'd be voting for a lieutenant governor. A lot of people don't. But yes, there is a governor and a lieutenant governor. And they run hand in hand. They don't run, you know, separate. There's no lieutenant. You know what I'm saying? Whoever you vote for as governor already has a lieutenant governor pick now. There's nothing. You don't vote separate. You don't vote just for the governor, and then you don't vote for the lieutenant governor. They run as a pair. So we got Rick Scott and Jennifer Carroll, Republican, and then you got Alex Sink and Rod Smith, Democrat. And here you go again with these different party affiliations. You have Peter Allen and John E. Zanny with the IDP. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know what. Matter of fact, let me see. This is like five party affiliations. Let's see. Party affiliations. And that way you can get a breakdown. So I'm looking for like a breakdown of, yeah. And politics in the community, you can see this as probably Democrat or independent. And no party affiliation, party switching. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what parties are there. Political party affiliation. Space offers a political party affiliation. There we go. Okay, you got in California. I'm not looking for California, though. I'm looking for Florida. Okay, that doesn't apply to me. Learn about all different U.S. political party affiliations. Here we go. Okay, that doesn't list all of them. I only list a couple of them. That's not what I'm looking for. searching the web, people, trying to find out different party affiliations. Wow, this is actually a little time trying to find all of this. Party affiliation. Let's see here. National economy. Political parties. I think that's what I need to find. Political parties. And it's funny how they name stuff, you know what I'm saying? Political parties. It's crazy. Let's see, Wikipedia. And, there we go. List of political parties. There is a list of political parties. I've seen it before. My country. No. I guess my country. Okay, so let's go for country. And we need it for the United States. Do country, come on. D-U-V. Okay, United States. Now, what the hell? They thought was in the ruling party, is the Democratic Party. Okay, let's see if it gives more links to all the parties. And it doesn't. This is weird. Alrighty then. Yeah, we gotta make sure down for the hoes to vote. Heaven ain't a tripping. Shout out to Miss Heaven Angel, one of the hottest groovy chicks on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Going down like that. You have let's see, the Democratic Party. You have the Republican Party, which is the GOP. Never heard of that. Connecticut for Lieberman Party. For the Independent, or is also IND. You have the Green Party, Libertarian Party, Constitution Party. You have micro parties, which are the America First Party, American Party, America's Independent Party, the Boston Tea Party, the Communist Party of the United States of America, Florida Whig Party, the Independence Party of America, the Moderate Party, the Modern Whig Party, the National Socialist Movement, the New American Independent Party, the Objectivist Party, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, the Peace and Freedom Party, the Pirate Party of the United States, the Progressive Labor Party, Prohibition Party, the Reform Party of the United States of America, the Socialist Equality Party, the Socialist Party USA, the Socialist Workers Party, the United States Marijuana Party. I'll be joining that. And the United Party of America and Workers Party and the Working Families Party. These are all active, actual micro parties. And you have also inactive, because some of these parties have nominated candidates in the past, but have not done so recently for various reasons. Others have not nominated any candidates. But you got a lot of people. I mean, a lot. Even regional parties, you know what I'm saying? Regional parties are based on only in states or certain regions and are rarely, if ever, offer candidates for national office. These are all parties that are unaffiliated with national parties. Each state has official state chapters of the major parties as well as some of the minor parties. But states that have it is Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Minnesota, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Vermont. Wow, you got a lot of fucking parties, people. I mean, a lot of goddamn different party affiliations that you can be a part of. It's crazy. Of course, you know, the one I'm going back and looking for, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, here we go. The United States Marijuana Party. Yeah. Oh, man. We received what? The purpose of the organization is made evident by the mission statement displayed on the party's official website. We seek to remove all penalties for adults 18 and over who choose to consume cannabis in a reasonable manner. Yeah. Of course, people, we've already, United States Marijuana Party, or the USMJ Party, cannabis political party in the United States, founded in 2002 by Loretta Knoll, specifically to end the war on drugs and to legalize cannabis. Their policies also include other socially libertarian positions. Local chapters have been formed in 29 states, and they are affiliated with a number of international cannabis political parties. And nobody knew that, people. Tell you, my first time even knowing about that. You know what I'm saying? It is a political party. That is too crazy for me. Wow. Okay. And they have their own little flags and everything. So why the hell isn't that on the damn thing? How the hell do you vote for them? Let's see. United States Marijuana Party, blah, 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 from Alabama, following her misdemeanor arrest for marijuana possession. She's the chairperson of the party until she resigned in 2006 to pursue the Libertarian Party of Alabama nomination for governor. Yeah, that's all about the mission statement. Their mission statement is, we seek to remove all penalties for adults 18 and over who choose to consume cannabis in a reasonable manner. We demand an end to the war on productive and otherwise law-abiding citizens by the powers that be who claim to protect us. We demand the right to use any medication our health care providers and we deem fit without government interference. We demand the release of all people in prison on marijuana charges and that our criminal records be expunged. Their criminal records, I should say our. We demand that all property seized in marijuana raids be returned to the rightful owners at once. We demand that our law enforcement officers make more efficient use of our tax dollars and use the resources they have at their disposal to go after violent criminals and crimes that actually have victims. We demand the right to grow marijuana for personal consumption, just as alcohol can be brewed at home legally, so long as it's not sold untaxed. We demand that you stop treating us like second-class citizens for consuming something that is less dangerous than alcohol and tobacco, both of which are legal and cause numerous deaths each year. Cannabis has never been reported to have caused what? Which, you know, they always want to know. Well, no, there's no comparison to alcohol and there's no comparison to tobacco. Yeah. Wow. That's what's up. I wish I could vote for you guys. Yeah. Because I would. But don't see that on my ballot. Yeah, that's not on your marijuana party is not on here. I don't see USJM. I would be voting for you guys. Okay, so we got who else we got here? And everybody else is no party affiliation. We got a lot of people running independent. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people out there that run independent. We got Michael Arth and Al Kulik, Farid Calveri, Darcy G. Richardson, C.C. Reed and Larry Waldo Sr. And you have Daniel Imperato and Carl C.C. Bam. And all those guys are running for governor and lieutenant governor of the state of Florida. Then you got that little position called the attorney general. And this is what I'm saying, people. You got these are positions for your own state. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, who the fuck I'm voting for ain't got nothing to do who the fuck you voting for. You know what I'm saying? That's for your state. That governs what's going on in your state. And so you need to make sure you know what I'm saying, you know who you're voting for. But it's kind of hard because I don't even know, I never seen, I'm Pam Bondi, Republican, I'm running for Attorney General. Or I'm Dan Giebert, Democrat, I'm running for Attorney General. Or I'm Jim Lewis, and I'm independent, I'm running for Attorney General. You know what I'm saying? None of this is on TV, people. None of this is on the radio. Or period. Nobody's talking about it. You know what I'm saying? It's weird, man. You got all these different positions on here. And which, you know, that's not even what I was talking about. What I was really focusing on was on the back of the page, which is what nobody, which is weird. Yeah, let's see. This recorder appears. Yeah, it's a page where you vote for all the judges. But then you got to, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. When you vote for a proposed constitutional amendment, you know what I'm saying? And that's really the whole thing about voting is these constitutional amendments. Fuck everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Because if we get these, you know what I'm saying, if we get these down, you know, you ain't going to worry about nobody else, you know, saying you ain't me. So these are the issues that directly impact you. You know what I'm saying? Well, impact us, at least it's for the residents of Florida. We got number one, constitutional amendment says, for the repeal of public campaign finance requirement. Proposing a repeal of the provision in the state constitution that requires public financing of campaigns of candidates for elective statewide office who agree to campaign spending limits. No, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, they put stuff in here, like, but what does it really mean? You know, you voting yes or no on it, but what does that mean? Proposing the repeal of the of the provision. All right. Number two, you have the homestead ad valorem tax credit for deployed military personnel, which I agree with. Anything that has to do with military. But let's see what they're talking about. They're proposing an amendment to the state constitution to require the legislature to provide an additional homestead property tax exemption by law for members of the United States military or military reserves, the United States Coast Guard or its reserves, or the Florida National Guard who received a homestead exemption and were deployed in the previous year on active duty outside the continental United States, Alaska, or Hawaii in support of military operations designated by the legislature. The exempt amount will be based upon the number of days in the previous calendar year that the person was deployed on active duty outside the continental United States, blah, 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 by the legislature. The amendment is scheduled to take effect January 1st, 2011. Yay and nay. I mean, this is the only meat, shall I say, you know what I'm saying, of the whole voting process is voting in and out amendments, because that's the people that you putting in the office, that's all they sitting there doing. They raise some different issues to get amended, you know what I'm saying, and amended to get approved or not approved, yay and nay. And this goes from, you have over, man, 11 different amendments, you know what I'm saying, which are the meat and most important things that really need to be paid attention to, you know what I'm saying? Damn, how did they skip from 1 to 4? What the fuck is 3 at? Okay. Then they have a referendum required for adoption and amendment of local government comprehensive land use plan. It establishes that before a local government may adopt a new comprehensive land use or amend a comprehensive land use plan, the proposed plan or amendment shall be subject to vote to the vote of the electors of the local government by referendum following operation, blah, 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 blah. And blah, 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 cannot be, blah, 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 blah. Why? Because it's bullshit. I mean, they put these shits on here that just, what the fuck does that mean? I mean, what the fuck is that there for? A lot of motherfucking words that, because you know people hate to fucking read, you know what I'm saying? Don't even like the fucking folks. So, the combination of them two is not a good combination. I gotta read these itty-bitty-ass words. I've been standing in line all fucking day. I'm tired. I just want to get it done. There you go. This is the mentality, you know what I'm saying? You have standards for legislators to follow and legislative redistricting. Come on, man. Standards for legislators to follow and congressional redistricting. And that's the same fucking amendment. Why would you put that shit twice? And this is what they call them issues. Revision of the class size requirements for public schools. And this is number 8. And they took, and everybody kept saying vote no on number 4 on the referendum required for adoption. You know what I'm saying? Talking some vote no, black. Like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? Like, what common person knows about comprehensive land use plans? What the, you know, come on, people. The other one, that's the only important one, is about education. You know, the Florida Constitution currently limits the maximum number of students assigned to each teacher in public school classrooms in the following grade groupings. Of a pre-kindergarten through grade 3, 18 students. For grades 4 through 8, 22 students. And for grades 9 through 12, 25 students. Under this amendment, the current limit on the maximum number of students assigned to each teacher in public school classrooms would become limit on the average number of students assigned per class to each teacher by specified grade grouping in each public school. This amendment also adopts new limits on the maximum number of students assigned to each teacher in an individual classroom as follows. For pre-kindergarten through grade 3, 21 students. So they're increasing it. So they put in more classes. This amendment specifies that class size limits do not apply to virtual classes. Requires the legislature to provide sufficient funds to maintain the average number of students required by this amendment, and schedules these revisions to take effect upon approval by the electors to the state and to operate retroactively to the beginning. So, I mean, honestly, to me, that sounds like a no vote. You know what I'm saying? Why would you want to put more kids in class when, you know, we already, you know, the teachers already, you know, can't handle the class load now. So you're talking about putting more kids in the classes, I would vote no on that. You know, that would get them my vote. But see, they throw all of these amendments and all this type of shit in here, and they throw the big words on them, you know what I'm saying, so you don't readily identify with them and have that complete understanding, like, what the fuck are y'all really talking about? Real quick, shout out to Easy Rider, Pennsylvania. Hope you're getting your vote on tomorrow, if that's voting day for everybody. I know it's voting day down here. So they also have referendums. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay attention to referendums too. This is non-binding statewide advisory referendum balancing the federal budget. A non-binding referendum calling for an amendment to the United States Constitution. And this is the other problem. They keep fucking with the United States. They keep fucking with the Constitution. Talking about amending it. That means they keep messing with the Constitution, people. The Constitution cannot be changed. Okay? It cannot be changed. So what they do is they make a referendum or revisions, or what they call, like, revisions, like side revisions. You know what I'm saying? So they're not, in actuality, they're not changing it, but they're adding something to it to enhance it. Which, you know, ultimately it's just word games of saying we changing the shit. We don't give a damn if you like it or not. But we can't tell you that we changed it because that's against the law to change the Constitution of the United States. Right. Anyway, then you got countywide transportation system construction, maintenance operations through the levy of a 1% sales surtax. Shall transportation improvements throughout his county, temporary, blah, 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 be funded by levying a 1% transportation sales surtax until repeal, deposited into a dedicated trust fund, all spending reviewed by an independent oversight committee of citizens and experts, with 75% spent on transit, including local rail. Now, see, all this sounds like the shit that they're trying to do now with these damn countywide. Where's the countywide? Oh, that's what it is. Countywide transportation. Countywide, yeah, that's the same thing. Okay. Yeah, what they're trying to do is they want to expand railways and all this other kind of crap throughout the neighborhood. It sounds good. You know what I'm saying? It make it all sound good, but then when it actually gets into operation, and then it seems like it becomes a waste of time, and like it's not doing what it's designed and set up to do. You know, we're thinking we're going to get all these high-speed rail lines running through, and we're going to get all this and that, and then, you know, and it don't come through, and then everybody pissed off, like, what the fuck we vote for, and then all the people got the money, though. And they always talking about, where is that at? We'll have an independent oversight committee of citizens and experts. Man, that's BS. They don't have, like, somebody, but it ain't going to be no panel of people, guaranteed. I ain't seen that before. And they talking about 25% supposed to be spent on improving roads and other transportation projects, which could be, and see, that could be anything. That could be hell. The mayor's, you know, parade route, some dumb shit that they always come up with to waste money, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. They always come up with dumb shit, you know, so that's them. Who was this? Amends the charter to eliminate the veto powers provision to an elected county mayor. Should the provision setting forth veto powers of an elected county mayor be eliminated from the charter of Hillsborough County? Like, what? Are you serious? I mean, y'all couldn't vote on that yourselves. Like, why do we, you know, how all of these different people to speak in our names and speak for our names, and you know, we still send them here voting on all the issues that they're supposed to be raising and fixing for us. Yeah, you know, they got a bunch of other crap. Some blah, 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 blah. Anyways, man, all I'm saying to people, I guess get out and vote. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to sit up there and be, I don't know, political friendly, I guess I'd get out there and try to vote for somebody. But I'm going to be spending all night sitting up here looking up each motherfucking candidate. Because I ain't with that shit. If I see your ass, the only thing I do hate, you know what I'm saying, is that, you know, when and they stop that now. It says all the political muscling that you see, like in the, especially in the presidential races and stuff, you see all this political, you know, mudslinging. You really don't see that on the lower level, like your mayors, you know what I'm saying, running for, you know, people running for mayor, your governors or senators, you know what I'm saying. They might say something slick out of the mouth, but they don't really do the mudslinging, because to me it's like if y'all both slinging mud at each other, then you're both muddy. That means you both ain't worth shit. Because if you can dig up all this kind of crap on this dude and he can dig up just about the same, then what is that saying about the both of you? I mean, the both of you ain't Jack Dillon squad, you know? Why he's so little. God damn. Yeah, he is pretty tiny there. Shouts out to Beautiful Butterfly up in here, you know what I'm saying? Came to hang out, that's what's up. And, yeah, people, we got to get out and vote. You know what I'm saying? Get out and vote. get out and vote. It is time. Get out and vote. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
every
yeah.
The economical pressure.
Oh, yeah.
By going to
economic the poor people at the bar. Economic pressure. Obama will make it better.
Stand up and fight. Africa, kneel and pray every day. Make a move, Jah will show the way. Harvest plenty, but the reapers are few. Wise up, you'll have to know what to do. And wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Wishing and hoping, dreaming in distress. Make a move, the world is in a mess. Got to find your kind in the fountain. We all have been on top of the mountain. Make the move, the time is now. Don't ask for reason, don't ask how. Just wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Got to say no when it's no. Got to say yes when it's yes. Got to fight for life through words. Got to get your piece of earth. Wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Got to be up front in this time. Can't stand and look from behind. Got to be in what's going down. Understand and solid ground. You better wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up and question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Wise up, children. Wise up. Wise up, sister. Wise up. Wise up, brother. Wise up. Wise up, father. Wise up. Wise up, people. Wise up. Wise up, wise up. Wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up and question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up to question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Wishing and hoping, dreaming in distress. Make a move, the world is in a mess. Got to find your coin in the fountain. We all have been on top of the mountain. Make a move, the time is now. Don't ask for reason, don't ask how. Just wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Got to say no when it's no. Got to say yes when it's yes. Got to fight for life to work. Got to get your piece of earth. Wise up, what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight. Wise up, wise up.
Wise up,
wise up.
Wise up,
wise up. Wise up, wise up.
Wise up.
Wise up, wise up,
wise up,
wise up,
wise up,
wise up, wise up,
wise up,
wise up, wise up,
wise up.
Rabbi, little baby, them on the nipple. No fire a bun them and them a scream and a whistle. No remember how much money them go spend for missile. Them the things last, you know, them judgment a trickle. And it's last, I move every obstacle. So me say, fed up with it, system. People say them tell you that it doesn't increase. Yeah, fed up with it, system. They know everything weird and them wages is a cheat. Yeah, fed up with it, system. Systematic, economically, me sister, them whole of them a leak. Yeah, fed up with it, system. Know them sell out the ghetto, you them. Yo, again, they must carry drugs for Satan. So tell them find some love when them are wait one. Alright, it can be proven from observation. Babylon, them not speak for the nation. Rasta, the roots and liberation. Naturally, spiritually, physically, we are fishing. So they fed up with the system. Me say too much get the youth have seen. Being a victim, yeah, yeah. Fed up with the system.
Monday, people. This is Political Monday, which also is a direct relation to My Health, Your Health Monday, because politics can be detrimental to your health. Yeah. Especially y'all be believing in that crazy shit, man. All right. Anyway, let's go on over and get this thing started. Nutty News is brought to you part by, oh man, nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, off the wall news from around the world. And I do mean the world. Always like saying that. Over in Delaware, people, a channel forgot to run campaign ads twice. Yeah, probably we don't want you. You know what I'm saying? The campaign of Christine O'Donnell, the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Delaware, said a public access station forgot to run a 24-minute ad. This probably goes too goddamn long. The O'Donnell campaign said the lengthy ad, which is styled after a documentary and touts the candidate's connection with the Delaware natives, was supposed to run Sunday night and Monday morning, but Public Access Channel 28 forgot to run the ad both times. Right. Yeah. There you go.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Because, you know, this is, it's too late to say sorry, people. I mean, damn, y'all already got to go to the polls now, you know what I'm saying? So you can't sit up and be like, oh, whoa, we'll make it up. Bitch, we got to vote tomorrow. Duh. Oh, man, anyways, over here in North Carolina, man seeks record for largest tumor removed from his abdomen. That is the nasty shit. Yeah. North Carolina man is celebrating successful cancer surgery in an unusual way by seeking world record status for the tumor doctors removed from his abdomen. The News and Observer of Raleigh reported that Eugene Tyner of Pikeville has applied to the Guinness Book of World Records for the status of heaviest cancerous kidney ever removed. Ooh. People I've seen people's stomach all swollen up, and I ain't know what the other was. Kind of find it is cancer. You know what I'm saying? People be walking around with that shit like, all right, y'all going crazy. Anyway, over here in Pennsylvania. Oh, he's a rider. You might have gotten one of these in the mail pretty soon. Man gets a $17,505 wireless bill. Yeah. I thought chat porn was free, so where would the big bill come from? Oh, my bad. Yeah. Philadelphia man said he received a $17,505 Verizon wireless bill after using his wireless USB modem overseas. Carlos Mota, 52, said he signed up for a $60.75 per month plan when he bought the modem in March, and he brought the modem with him when he visited family during the summer in the Dominican Republic. Mota said he was not warned about international use of the modem when he bought it. I didn't. I didn't know there was such thing as that.
Timmy!
And welcome to Political Monday. Yes, party affiliate, how can I help you?
Yeah, I got blocked out of the chat room. I can only make smiley faces, so I decided to give you a call.
Oh, it's screwing up again? Yeah, I ain't got you muted or nothing.
No, I was laughing too much, so it booted me out.
Yeah, it didn't get a warning, though. It didn't say you was muted or nothing.
Wow, that's crazy. I can only do smiley faces. I can't type in there.
That's good old Blog Talk Radio for you. Gotta love them. Gotta love them. How was your Halloween?
That was very nice. It's had a good time.
Kids got a lot of candy and stuff.
Just enough. I didn't want him to go overboard.
Oh, yeah. True that. Yeah, I did my little coupon book giveaway, you know, giving out the free fries to Burger King. And I gave out to 32 kids. 32
wow.
Kids came by, yeah. I bought four books. Well, I bought five books, which have been, matter of fact, no. I bought five books, and they had nine coupons in each in each book. So I got rid of 4 books. Yeah, 36 kids that came by. So, and then the ones that wasn't in costume, goddamn, I gave their asses the little hotel shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, no, you didn't.
It was weird, though. No, little Spanish boy came back talking, so you got any more? I'm like, what?
Uh-uh.
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. Yeah, he wanted some more and shit. I'm like, get the hell out of here. Yeah,
well, what's wrong with coming as yourself? That can be pretty scary for Halloween.
Especially
if you're Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, he was on his little, I think it's some funny costume. I've seen a dude walking down the street with the, what was that? Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, but the, where it had the big dude, he had that metal helmet on, and he had the little midget that rode on the back of the helmet.
Rode on the back of that what? Helmet?
On the back of his helmet. And Tina Turner, Mad Max, Beyond Thunderdome. Mel Gibson back in the day. And it had he was in the cage, he was at the Thunderdome or whatever, and he had this big old large dude, and he had a black helmet on his head. But behind him, he had like a harness and had a midget sitting on his back. That was supposed to be like his he talking about that's his son or whatever. Don't kill my son or whatever. It was supposed to be his son.
Yeah,
so a dude had a helmet like that with like a little baby kid. It had like a little baby harness or something with like a little midget baby in the back of it. So it just looked,
you get a picture of it?
No, I was just riding down the street, and he was walking. This was daytime action. Actually, I don't know what the fuck he was doing that early in the day. You know what I'm saying? But he was walking. When it's time. Shout out to everybody on Halloween,
he's a
man.
Fun,
huh? Yeah. In Atlanta, teen eggs car and man in car shoots teen 10 times. Yeah. What
that
the hell is wrong with y'all? Dumb ass, y'all some stupid ass motherfuckers, man. Police said a teen threw an egg at someone's car and the driver drove away. The driver returned to the scene with a gun. The victim in this case was standing at an intersection when the suspect approached him, produced a gun, and discharged the weapon at least 10 times, striking the victim. The shooter was described as a black male in his late teens or early 20s, wearing a red M&M jacket. Police said the gunman was driving a gold four-door Mercedes with a red temporary tag. Damn.
Wow.
That's y'all stupid motherfuckers get, man. That's just dumb shit, throwing eggs at people's cars, man. You got shit better else to do. And do some old dumb shit like that. That's just, come on, people. You don't get no taps, because your ass should have been throwing them motherfucking thorn shit. But I will give you something.
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
In New York, girls' name really is Boo.
Boo.
Right. What? Come on, people. I mean, that's like naming your kid Asshole, you know what I'm saying? Yes, his name is Asshole Winfrey. Yeah, that's our last name. Like, right. Or Bend Over. Yeah, his name is Bend Over Jackson.
Why not just Booty?
You know what I'm saying? Booty. Yeah, his name is Booty. Our last name is Ryder. Booty Ryder. Oh, I'm not bad either, Ryder. Yeah. The parents
only
of an 8-year-old. You know that. The parents of an 8-year-old New York girl say they named her Boo because she was due on Halloween. The exclamation point was added to Boo's name later to make sure people know her name was related to Halloween. It was the joke that became reality, Boo's mother, Erica, said. I love the exclamation point. Boo is wimpy without it. And Halloween now is extra fun.
All right.
I don't know what to say about that one, but I'll keep that moving. Anyway, over in Colorado, man goes to surrender himself on warrant. Yeah. With body in car.
Oh, wow.
I'll buy that for $1. Deputies in suburban Denver find a dead body in the trunk of a car parked outside the jail and arrested the driver on a murder charge. The Arapaho County Sheriff's Department said Robert L. Johnson, 40, of Byers, went to the jail to surrender on an outstanding warrant from another unspecified incident. Deputies searched the vehicle and found the body in the trunk. What the? All right, man.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. no, actually, you the devil and before I beam up Mr.
He was. God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
People, leave the dead bodies at home when you go turn yourself in. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm just saying.
Timmy!
I always do that soft beam. I gotta make sure.
Hello?
There we go. Yeah.
Hello? Is this Santa Claus?
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
I can't help it. I was born that way. What about your excuse? Oh, you laugh at somebody like me, huh?
What's going down, man? Easy Riders in the building. People, MrBid66.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy bids.
I just want to tell everybody that we are celebrating our one-year anniversary. And in your email, Smelly, you got 20 free bids.
Oh, when the day is your anniversary?
Well, it was like just the last few days, like the last 3 or 4 days. It's all week. And we're giving anybody that's already signed up to the site. If you go to the site right now and you're not signed up, you get 10 free bids. Okay? Now, when you go to the site, if you go to the Hey, man, who's laughing at me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tomorrow, when you go, you will get 20 free more bids. So you can get 30 bids here by just signing up tonight.
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
And you just keep sticking that dick in the mashed potatoes, you're going to get what you got now. Big fat Keep laughing, motherfuckers. Keep laughing.
Well, congratulations, brother.
Free bids in the chat room. If you go to, if you're not chat room, go on the banner. If you go there, you go look at the banner and you get a promo code and enter. You get some free bids there. We got free bids going everywhere tonight. I had a big screen TV go for, I think it was a penny, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look here now. Some go for a penny here. Let's do one for a penny. Oh, one. I seen. I went, holy heck, one. What the hell went for 01?
How's it if this is a penny? Like, the only, as it goes down, it increases?
Well, when it goes down, the timer goes down, and you bid your penny, and it goes up 1 cent. Every time somebody bids, it goes up a penny.
Oh,
so somebody bid, and nobody bid after them, and they won the item. Big screen television. 32-inch, not big screen, 32-inch. But that's nice for a penny.
How much for shipping?
Nothing. Free shipping.
$500.
Free shipping. Excuse me, ma'am. Free.
Where do you get that at? Nowhere.
Nowhere. We do.
Definitely get free shipping. Fucking right.
Free shipping.
Hey,
oh, yeah,
so easy. What did you do for Halloween, brother?
Well, I dressed up like a girl, like I do every year. It gives me my excuse to go out.
Right.
I hit all the gay bars.
Right.
You know it.
Yeah, so what'd you do?
On his motorcycle, baby.
We know what I did, truthfully. What I did, I sat on a porch while the better half passed out the candy, and I'd sit there. I had a straw hat on, and I had like a pullover, a hoodie, and I had straw stuffed up into the arms, so a little bit was showing out my hands. I had gloves on. I sat there with shades on, so I looked like I was just sitting there stuffed. I mean, you would just think it was just somebody stuffed a big dummy, all right? As the kid would get up to the steps there, I'd fucking scream top of my lungs. Ah! These little fuckers are up in the air. I made them cry. Oh, I tortured the little bastards.
Hey, that's what Halloween is for. You sons of bitches want to believe in it, goddammit. There you go.
I love Halloween, man. I love it.
As it gets, yeah. Now, I partied, though. I had the music out there on the block. Shouts out to Homer, sure enough. The mechanic, you know what I'm saying, the neighborhood mechanic who brung the big boy generator, and we was pumping 6,000 watts strong, you know what I'm saying? And,
wow, these are smoking each other, huh?
Well, nah, he brung his big generator out, and I brought my speakers out, so, you know, everybody came out and have a fat man suit on. If y'all ain't seen that, I think it's on Facebook. Yeah, I think I got one picture of it on Facebook.
Wow.
And,
cool.
Gave out, you know, the Burger King little food certificates and
you know what
shampoo.
I missed? Now, how long you been eating at Burger King or Burger Chef, Burger King, whatever? How long you been eating there?
Since the waffles. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about the number
of
fish they had? They had a fish sandwich called the Whaler. Remember the Whaler?
The Whaler.
It was a fish sandwich, the Whaler. Boy, was that a good fish. I'll tell you what, I cannot believe that you can't get a fish like that anymore from a fast food joint. They got those McDonald's, real rotten fucking McDonald's.
Yeah, that shit there is so nasty.
Fucking crummy. Yeah.
That shit there is nasty, that McDonald's Filet-O-Fish shit.
Yeah. Like I told you, Burger King used to have good ones called, or it was either Burger King's. Now, we had a place called Burger Chef also. Do you remember Burger Chef?
Burger Chef?
Yeah, Burger Chef.
We got different locations from
Timmy!
Like people got Jack in the Boxes and stuff like that. We don't got no Jack in the Box.
Right, you got Jack Me Off.
White Castle, yeah. We got what the fuck is it? Crystals instead of White Castle. The Jack in the Box. We got our equivalent in that would probably be, I guess, Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah, Bojangles or Popeyes. That'll be kind of the
hey, Ma, Popeye did it.
Yeah. So.
I don't believe
anyways,
it.
People, I got two more to read to you, and not a news though. Boy, anyway.
No, wait, I got to get out of here, man. Somebody's calling me. I got to go, buddy. Nice show.
Right.
I'll talk to you later. See you, Heavenly Angel.
You know what?
Much love.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. Got to go. Fly. See ya. Bye-bye.
Beam them off, people. We'll get back into the news for a spell. All righty then. And let's get back into the nutty news for a spell. 12 minutos.
I think
all right.
You need a toilet flusher an award.
Who?
Toilet flusher an award.
Photo,
you know,
flush an award.
Flush the toilet for an award.
Oh.
The ones that are right down the drain, you know?
not gonna go there, people. Not gonna go there. In Maine, a police officer is denied the right to vote. Okay. A Bangor police officer says he wasn't allowed to cast his ballot when an election warden refused to let him vote while wearing his service revolver. James Deering said he was patrolling his beat when he stopped to vote at the Bangor Civic Center. He said that's where Warden Wayne Mylar said he couldn't vote unless he turned over his weapon. He refused.
What?
I mean, if that's the damn warden and he got authority to take your damn firearm, you need to get your damn firearm up. How stupid is that? Well, I guess you don't get your... You get the vote, definitely. Let's see.
That's worthy of a toilet bowl, an award.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah, I might have to find that toilet bowl flush.
Yeah, that's an easy fix.
Yeah, flush them on now.
I got it right here for you. Hold on a minute.
Okay, people, here we go. Don't want to know where this soundbite is coming from, but okay. Okay. you got to give a...
You went right down the drain.
Right. Over here in Chicago, I don't know if you heard about this. Teacher slides down stair rail, loses balance, and falls 4 stories. Yeah, she was cute, too. Police have launched a death investigation after a 23-year-old woman fell several floors inside a downtown Chicago hotel and died. Preliminary investigation shows that the woman was attempting to slide down a stair rail during a Halloween party when she lost her balance and fell 4 stories to her death.
Oh, my goodness.
Megan E. Dusky was an elementary school teacher. Damn. That is bad. And since Long Talk is talking about they got a damn air or something going on. What the hell is that about? Okay.
Ow, it just threw me out of the room.
Oh, this is some fag shit. It just closed my chat down. I mean, my switchboard.
Yeah, everything's down.
Yeah, I don't have a switchboard up. Wow.
But their servers are experiencing problems.
There it goes. Now you gotta keep refreshing a few times and just pop back up. Goddamn Blog Talk, boy. Political Monday, people. That's why I say Political Monday. Yeah, let me go ahead and give her, a little goodbye music. There you go. It's all about the politics, people. It's all about the politics. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to give you one more. We're out of here. Man misses flight and claimed bomb was in his bag. I smell a ward written all over that one. Oh, come on, man. Don't tell me I ain't got no porn yet. Let's do that. Let me give you the last one right here. Sergey Barangianoy, whatever the fuck, 49 of Sandy, Utah, was arrested on suspicion of endangering public transportation, police said. Barangianoy arrived late at the gate after the door had been closed for the SkyWest Airlines flight from Denver to Salt Lake City. He became irate and stated he had a bomb in his checked luggage, which was already on the aircraft. Mr. Dumbass was arrested and jailed. Yeah, of course, people, it is awards ridding all over that. You know what I'm saying?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit, lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
God damn! You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, you get all of the above. All
tonight.
Of the above. All right, people, with like 5 minutes left, that'll do it for the Nutty News Today. Nutty News Today is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. And that'll do it, people. 5 minutes left, man. We're going to get into this thing. Tomorrow's, I don't know, because the goddamn van fucked up, so I might be a daytime in it. I might be nighttime in it. I'll have to see how the cookies crumble. Tune in to find out. And, yeah. Hey, Unblocked Caller, what's happening?
Peace to the smelly goodness.
Oh, it's going down. What it do? What it do? What it do? Don't do it. Oh, it's S?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, I recognize your voice already. Like, damn, you recognize my voice. What kind of shit is that?
Already.
You already know. What's good with you, brother? How was the Halloween? I guess whatever you want to call it. I wouldn't say celebration, but
it was pretty cool. Pretty cool, man. Just laid back, ate a little bit of chocolate.
Oh, no. You got kids? You got kids?
Yeah, I got two.
Oh, okay. I mean, well, do you participate in trick-treating all the
time? I used to. Until I became conscious, you know.
Yeah. That thing. People's like, what a candy. I ain't giving out no motherfucking candy. Explain to me what's the purpose of Halloween. And I give you some goddamn candy. For me to corrode and rot your mouth out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, imagine that. They expose you to them. Yeah,
Celtics are the ones that brought it over.
You know what I'm saying? Who brought
Celtics
it over?
In Ireland.
Uh-huh.
They're the ones that brought Halloween over.
In celebration of what?
It's in celebration of on November 1st. They celebrate, well, not celebrate, they would scare away the evil spirits.
What, put masks
That's how
on?
It all started, anyway. So the night before would be holy, like the Hallow of the Eve. So it ended up being called Halloween. The beggars would go door to door begging for money or food or whatever they can get the night before. So it became trick or treat.
Begging for candy, yeah.
Yeah. Food, money, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so how do kids get in there? I mean, if that was an adult thing, how the hell kids, you know what I'm saying, turn around just to, with America,
just
people
changed.
Getting robbed.
It's changed over the century.
And affected your kids with it. Wow, just like Christianity. Oh, wait a minute.
They used to do noisemakers. That's how it started out. Just ward off the spirits. For Halloween over here for kids. And then it started with the candy going door to door.
Wow. Yeah, then you got an adult that want to switch the game up and poison your kids. Hey, yeah, come on, trick and get some good treats over here. Yeah, put some needles in
or
your
the
bag.
Razor
yeah.
in the apple treatment. Remember yeah. that one back in the day?
Man, I mean, I've heard some sick shit that adults have done to trick or treats and candy and stuff, and what adults have found in trick or treat bags. It's like, man, y'all got to come up with something else. You know, man, you know, you got to come up with something else. Fuck that shit. I mean, it makes no sense. It's like Christmas. You know, I mean, it's supposed to be the season and spirit of love and giving. Man, please. It's the rudest motherfuckers you ever met in the stores. The rudest people you ever met in the parking lots. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no love. Then you meet the rudest people after Christmas because everybody wanted to talk about bringing this shit back and they're mad because this didn't work. And now, where is the happiness of Christmas at? Even that fucking day ain't even a happy day. You know what I'm saying? Because most parents, you know what I'm saying, they allow their kids to enjoy the day for a couple hours and then they going out to party 9 times out of 10. So, you know, leaving the kid on their own. And then the next day, you know, it's that first, you know what I'm saying? It's that, what the hell they call it? The day all the sales and shit. You know, because after the holidays, you always have the big sales, whatever stupid shit that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? They jack up all the shit before the holidays and make you spend all of your money. And then the day after the holidays, everything going to go on sale, so you spend the rest up.
It's like the Black Sunday.
Like, are you serious? So the same, $300-$400 TV that I just bought. You telling me? You know what I'm saying? That I just bought for somebody for Christmas. I wait the next day, and the shit is
half price.
Half man, come on, people. Come on, people.
That's just
past crazy, man. You know, make your head hurt when you start thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, so many people keep participating in this shit, man. It's crazy.
Well, what's funny, Smelly, is like the government, not the government, but the powers that be love to test our stupidity.
Well, you have to see that with all the flus that came out. That was the ultimate test of stupidity for me. When they came out with the flu, for one thing, and then they came out with all the derivatives and, you know, the swine flu, bird flu. Then they actually had the audacity to come out with the dog flu, the cat flu, and the fish flu, squirrel flu, chicken flu, and
cow flu.
And cow flu. Come on, are you serious? And do you know how many ignorant people ran and got a flu shot? And that's why you kept reading about all these people getting messed up. The chick that you heard about that, the chick that took the shot, and she can only walk backwards. Right.
Cool.
She walked forward. She looked crippled. I mean, the chick was a cute chick. She went and took the flu shot, and the next day, you know what I'm saying, she had an allergic reaction to it. Screwed the whole speech up and everything. She can't even talk right. Everything she got to do it backwards.
It's all part of the plan, man.
And Alpha to run out, and man, please. Every Walgreens, every CVS has your flu shot. Has your flu. Man, y'all better. All right. Buy that if you want to. Get that shit if you want to. I already told my mother, I was like, you know, her doctor told me something, she needed to take a flu shot. I'm like, hell no, you don't. I said, I'll go ahead and print out whatever you need me to print out. But, yeah, you don't do no flu shots. The entire family don't do no flu shots. That is nuts. If you get sick, you know what I'm saying, you better go in and get a hot toddy and flush it out. You know what I'm saying? But to go and inject yourself, and I broke that down to homeboy. I said, well, what sense would that make? I said, if that's the case, if I don't want to get AIDS, then I should just inject myself with AIDS. Now, even though I ain't fucking with nobody, I should just inject myself a little bit of AIDS. If that's the case, if you need to have that little bit in you to fight, to build up an immunity to it, then you, why you can't put a little bit of AIDS in you then? Not a lot. You just want a little bit. Just so your body can build up the you know what I'm saying, the defense for it. Come on, man. That just makes no fucking sense, people. And they say it right in your face, like, the fluid will make you temporarily sick, but it will build up your body's immune system to fight it off. Like, you're going to make me sick. Instead of just telling me that, you know, the season's about to change, stock up on vitamin C, D, and E, you know what I'm saying? Build your immune system up to fight off, you know what I'm saying, colds and viruses that's going to be floating around in the air. Because people are coughing more frequently now. I think I'd rather hear that truth, you know what I'm saying, than you should have been telling me to go stock up on goddamn Advil, Bear, Robitussin, all the other shit, and then I got to read the instructions on that, you know what I'm saying, just to find out what is to what I can and what I can't take with that shit.
Well, you know what's a good stock to invest in, I think? NyQuil. Because if you ask me, they got the flu market on lock. Because when you have a flu, the only over-the-counter medicine that works is NyQuil.
Well, not, I mean, me personally, I try to stay away from all that shit. I mean,
all those poisons.
I like to just sweat it out. I'm a sweat it out person, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just, all the medications are suppressive. So all they do is suppress it. But it's not a cure. You ain't never found nothing on the market period that says cure for the common cold. It, when you read it, it says it suppresses it, you know what I'm saying? Or it just temporarily relieves you of that symptom. So it just blocks it. It just puts some mental block in your head, I guess. You know, and so you would stop thinking about it. That's the case, smoke weed. Yeah. It would make you stop thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I smoke herbs. I forget I had a cold. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. But to run out and start taking all the you know, they don't tell you to take vitamins. They don't preach to you to step up your immune system. You know what I'm saying? They don't say go out and get fish oil. Step, you know what I'm saying, to start to, that builds up your immune system, fish oil. They don't tell you to get that vitamin E and they don't tell you the healthy ways to fight what you're doing. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
the most free way, obviously, and a lot of people overlook this, which is getting enough amount of sun per day. And scientists say the sun is the ultimate antiseptic.
Well, you know, I mean, it's weird to me how that's supposed to be, but then they turn around and have you, well, at least for white folks, you know what I'm saying, have them buy all of this
afraid
bullfrog, and you got to buy all of this tan lightener and all this shit to put on your skin when the sun will naturally do that, though. You just can't. You have to have moderate amounts of it. And that's for anybody. That's even for me. You know what I'm saying? I'll be outside in the sun a long time, but then it burns my skin. And so you got to just take it in moderation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's when you know it's time to get out the sun.
Yeah, but if you got to sit up there and apply all of this shit just to go outside, like, god damn, what this, you know, what's the point of that? But it's to make money. It's a money game, man. You got a thousand different, whatchamacallit products, you know what I'm saying? Sun
tanning.
Yeah, but that's really all it is suntan in you. You know what I'm saying? Get you darker to get you right back lighter. And I'm like, okay, that makes no sense. But then there's natural remedies out there that they don't tell you about. It's just natural sunblock that you can put on if you're going to be out there exposing yourself for a prolonged period of time. You know what I'm saying? And but they don't tell you the healthy ways. You know, it's crazy. Shout out to Jamie Garcia. He all late and shit. Texas up in there. He's in the chat room, though. He's saying what's up to us. It's a little late for that. But, yeah, thank you for being on BFT time. Yeah. But, anyway, what's been happening there, Mr. S? What's the day been going for you, man? It's the first. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Get ready for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? It's the Thanksgiving month. This is the month of togetherness and, you know, family meeting together without a family reunion or a funeral, goddammit. You know, and supposed to be a big deal. You got family and stuff that come in. Do y'all celebrate Thanksgiving real big, or you just you know, buy a little something for the family and, you know, don't do it too major?
Yeah, we do a little something shot. You know, nothing major, but that's something I do celebrate.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is even though that his story behind it sucks, you know what I'm saying? But,
oh yeah.
You know, for everybody's, you know, for your personal, that's what should be important. It ain't about whatever, but what somebody else, how they celebrate it or what meaning they might tell you. It's just what you get out of it and your meaning that you created. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes it, you know, some people, you know, worship the devil on Halloween. But like she just said, it's supposed to be the opposite. It's supposed to be the opposite of that and the worn away spirit. So if that's the case, then why the hell people go around in the most treacherous mask that they can think of? You know what I'm saying? Is that the worn away spirit? Because the worn away spirit, to me, you should be dressed in some kind of positive light, of some, you know, some positive image. You know, that to me would worn away a spirit, not sitting up there dressed like Bozo the Killer Clown. You know, that makes no sense. But it, like everybody do, you know what I'm saying? They twist it for their favor, you know what I'm saying? They make it to suit their story, so fuck that. You make it to suit your story, you know what I'm saying? You know, Thanksgiving for me is family day. You ain't got to call it Thanksgiving. It's family day. It's the day that all your family from all walks of life, I mean, even homeboys that you call family, you know, friends that you call family, that's your family. And it's the time that we all get together, especially, you know, everybody put their money together. We go out and we get some good food. We all sit around, we're cooking. While we're cooking, we share stories and all that kind of stuff. And it's just everybody's there. Ain't nobody, you know, running out to go do this, go do that. You know what I'm saying? They're right there with you. And, you know what I'm saying? Everybody have a good time in the name of family. That's what Thanksgiving is to me. You know what I'm saying? And ain't about all that lying ass shit talking about the motherfucking Pinta and the Mayfly and all that bullshit came up on and, you know, and met some fucking Indians and everybody broke bread. That's bullshit. But, you know what I'm saying? If you like to believe that story, you know what I'm saying? Then to each his own. You know, to each his own. But ask the Indians, goddammit, if they celebrate Thanksgiving. Yeah.
They gave them some presents, Smelly. They gave them blankets, and they gave them alcohol.
And smallpox and everything.
That was in the blankets.
But this is what I'm saying. Down here, on Thanksgiving Day, bro, honestly, when they have the Thanksgiving Day parade, there ain't no Indians in that damn parade. There are no native Indians that have their own float or anything. So what the hell is the damn Thanksgiving Day parade for? So you get all these fools that sit up on the damn float and throw out. What the hell does beads have to do with Thanksgiving? If anything, you should be throwing out some motherfucking food vouchers or something, you know what I'm saying? Shit. So somebody get a free meal somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I don't get into holy days. You know what I'm saying? I'm like that. I let people to each his own, you know what I'm saying? And I don't like to disrespect people's thoughts, cause, you know, you ain't going to disrespect mine. I ain't going to allow that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you should be able to do your own thing, and that should be cool. You know, do your own thing, man. Just don't sit up here and get on TV talking about we give a damn, because I don't give a damn. If y'all ain't seen that commercial, it's gonna circulate in y'all city soon. Motherfucking, they got a commercial out promoting gays and transgender teens. Talking about wegiveadamn.org. Talking about 75% of teens commit suicide because they're not accepted by their peers. It's like, what?
It's a touchy subject. Touchy subject.
Man, please. When it comes to teens, that don't equate to me. You know what I'm saying? Your environment is going to depict on your upbringing and your social status. Your social status is being just that. How social you are, you know what I'm saying, with men, or how social you are with women. But, you know, I don't know, being that born with the gay gene and shit, I don't get that. I don't accept that one. You know, I can accept, you know, the environment that you was brought up in, you know, even as a child, which is people don't understand, you know, even as a baby. You know, babies pick up on everything. They're just a developing young brain that's brought into this world from the instant they start observing. From the time their eyes open, they record. That's all we are. We walking recorders, recording, you know what I'm saying, everything that we see before us, you know, and just keeping it stored away until somebody either wants to know about what we got recorded, or we just die with it, you know what I'm saying? Or somebody saves our goddamn brains like these fucking crazy-ass scientists keep goddamn doing and won't let a motherfucker die, you know what I'm saying? Frankenstein in the ass, you know? We'll hold his body, we hold his brain about 2050, then we can put his brain in the body and we can bring him back in the form of somebody else. Shit. All right. That's just my little overthinking on that subject, though. Yeah, man, you know, it was a good time, you know what I'm saying? The only thing that I say, too, it's not about what you do, it's how you do it. As long as you're having fun, too, you know what I'm saying? I mean, some real fun, and you ain't in danger, nobody. You know, back in the days, even in my, up to like 10 or 11, you know what I'm saying? You know, we still dressed up, even if we were taking our nieces and nephews. Now, trick or treat, we dressed up too. Now you got these punk ass kids that don't want to dress up. They just want to, you know, put a fucking tank top and some shorts on and a holy ass grocery bag and talk about something, you know, give me candy and shit. You know, that's like crazy. Like, y'all don't even have no creativity. Y'all don't even, like, show no care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really care about the day or like it's supposed to be. I mean, a group of kids caught a real attitude with me, you know what I'm saying? Because there was, you know, probably 14, 15, and they talking to me, you ain't got no candy? Hell no, I ain't got no candy. Where the kids at? Y'all ain't kids. Pull your motherfucking pants up, you know what I'm saying? And stop trying to act like you're grown, you know what I'm saying? That I don't care to, you know, so... Hell no, I ain't finna give you shit. They walked away with an attitude like they want to do something. You know, but you better keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it moving. You know, I don't have no time for that. But then, you know, some other kids came by. They probably was, you know, 12, 13, maybe 14. But they all had their little costumes on. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna participate in the day, at least play the part of the day. Dress up as something. I don't care what it is. Do the old school. For the sheet with, you know what I'm saying, two holes in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And there you go. You know, shit, I used to get my mama makeup and then draw the little fake blood, you know what I'm saying? Like it's blood and you're a vampire. There you go. It's some image. It's just, you know, be a rapper. Put some fake-ass jewelry on and hell, there you go.
Run DMC.
Anybody. fuck it. A politician, you know what I'm saying? Don't be that, though. That's not something to be good for Halloween. I prefer you be a ghost or something before you play Obama or some goddamn body. Fuck that. Fuck that. I don't even want to see that on Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That's all right. Pick something else. More positive. Be a school teacher. You know what I'm saying? Dress up, walk around with an apple in your hand. What you is? I'm a school teacher. Or walk around with a paddle in your hand. What you is? I'm the principal. You know, something, you know, something that you can identify with in a positive light. Put it that way. You can't identify with the presidency. You can't identify with nothing in politics in a positive light. Nothing about politics is positive. Well, unless they're going to positively fuck you over in one way or another. That's positively know that. But other than that, no, I ain't got positive about the goddamn politics. Which is the reason for today, this political Monday. You know what I'm saying? Everybody rushing to the polls tomorrow. And you know what kills me? How do you have early polls, early voting polls, so people are campaigning all the way up until the day of you know what I'm saying, up until the day that everybody needs to vote. So if you said something before and down here, they didn't even start really heavy campaigning until after early voting started. So their messages wasn't even out until people done, you know, majority of lazy people who just want to get the shit out of the way done ran to the polls. And you Christmas tree. You had the Christmas tree because they didn't get on TV or didn't get on the radio or didn't have any kind of town hall meetings or anything to express their views and what they was running for, what their agenda was for, you know, and what they stood for. So what did you vote for? You couldn't have known that if you early vote. You could not have known that because they're now just, you know, doing a little bit of mud. They ain't even heavily mudslinging, which I'm so glad they stopped doing that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? That makes absolutely no sense for both two candidates to dig up the most dirt on each other and then turn around and ask the American public to vote for you. Either one of you, though. Like, what? Both of you trash. Why am I going to vote for either one of you? I might as well do the Eddie Murphy, you know what I'm saying? And what the hell you say? Vote no. Just vote no for no candidate. Yeah, no, what was it? No candidate. Oh, what the hell his campaign was. I forgot. It was in Brewster's Millions when he ran for governor or some shit like that. He had his campaign talking some no vote for me or something like that. Don't vote for me or something like that. You know, they need to have that now because, I mean, these people that we get into offices, man, they have agendas, but they're not making them quit. They're not making them, period. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even making them. I mean, I'm watching the news. I guarantee I turn the news on. Matter of fact, I'm turning the news on right now, and I guarantee you, you won't see one politician on there making a statement about anything worthwhile that's going to, you know what I'm saying, that's going to yay or nay you to vote for them. They're not going to say anything. And so it's like all of these people that you have on your ballot, who do you know to vote for?
They're just going to be pointing fingers on why you shouldn't vote for the other one. That's all you're going
to see. That's it.
Making up stories and
they don't include the other parties. They do not include the other parties. You have never seen a representative from the LBT party or the CPF party. And up until now, the Boston Tea Party, and this is because they in it, you know what I'm saying, because they done got some money behind their belt. Some dumbass millionaire done gave them some money to run their mouth a little bit more, a little bit louder than the rest. So they trying to actually make themselves a known party affiliation. You know what I'm saying? Alongside the representative Democrat, a Republican and a Democrat, which people ain't going for it. You know what I'm saying? But if they make enough noise, they get support. And that's the whole key thing behind it. They're getting some kind of support for it, which is taking the votes away from the Republicans, which is taking the votes away from the Democrats. So if you got all the, if people knew to vote independent or to vote for these other parties, you have to see that, you know what I'm saying, the Republican and Democrat wouldn't have a voice, really wouldn't have no voice, because it would be broke even all the way across the board, and therefore we would be able to hear four different opinions versus just two different opinions from a Republican or a Democrat, or three from the independent party, which our own governor, you know what I'm saying, calls himself Mr. Slicky Dick and doing, and you know what I'm saying, I'm not either one. I'm just gonna go independent. You know what I'm saying? So he can have his own agenda, and nobody can fault him. You know what I'm saying, for making his political views. Well, you can't say because I did that because I'm a Democrat, or you can't say I did that because I'm a Republican. I'm independent, and that's why I'm making, you know what I'm saying, these type of views, whether they be good or bad. 9 times 10, they bad, but you ain't going to find that out until they get into the office of where they want to be at. And if it takes them to go independent so they won't be affiliated at that time, you know what I'm saying? That's not to say that they get into office and then switch the goddamn party back over. Oh, well, now I'm back Republican. It's called party switching. You know what I'm saying? People do that every single day. They switch their parties every single day like they switch a pair of socks. You know, and people do that, jump sides, you know. But they don't, but you never hear people jump into the medical marijuana party. Why y'all don't advertise that part? It's got an affiliation. It's got its little abbreviation. Why doesn't it show up on the ballot? Why their agendas don't show up? Why they referendum? Like, y'all got all these 10, 15 referendums that make no sense to the general public. To the average reader, it makes no damn sense. And it really carries no meaning. All these shit carry no meaning. You know, it just, I don't know, man. And then you got people that stand out in front of the libraries holding up all these signs and all that bullshit. You step to these people, they don't know what the hell, they don't even know the political agenda of the person that the sign that they hold. You ask 9 times 10, you know what I'm saying, you know, what views would they have? What are they running for? You know, what are they doing for the county? What do they want to do for the city? They don't know. They're getting paid to stand out there and hold up a goddamn sign to influence you to come and vote for that person. They're getting paid. This is why it says that I approve this message, and it's paid for by the whoever the hell party. Well, that party pays people to stand out there and hold signs up. They don't know anything about that candidate. Not a damn thing. The majority of them, you step to them, they don't know. They ain't even voting for them. Ask them, who you vote for? I don't know. I guess I know when I get in there. But what the hell you standing out here with a sign? I'm talking about Cappy Castro or Meek or anybody else's name. It's politics, people. It's politics that is fine. Matter of fact, when Obama came down here for his pep rally, he had like 200-300 people standing behind him with all these old posters, you know, Obama for change and this for that and that, representing all these different so-called parties, man, there's that. All of these people were paid. I mean, was getting paid good money, $13 to $15 an hour, just to stand here and hold up some damn people's, you know, little signs that they didn't even have anything to do with, though. 9 times out of 10. You know what I'm saying? It's a dude holding a Mothers Against Drunk Driving sign out. What? That's not dad. You know what I'm saying? It's man. So why are you holding the sign? I understand, you know, you might support the organization, but it's Mothers Against Drunk Driving, so therefore it should be mothers here standing to represent this political, you know what I'm saying, to represent it for they who they want to vote for. There should be no feeling, you know what I'm saying? Well, that makes no sense. I mean, but they had kids, and that's what really threw me off. They had kids all, you know, scattered in throughout the crowd. What the hell the kids got to do with politics? They ain't voting. They have no political say-so at all. Even when they used to do the little mock votes for the kids to see who the kids would vote for. Because, you know, if the kids sit up there and vote in school, then in turn, they might turn around and go and talk to their mom about it. Oh, well, this is who I voted for in school. Then the kid, you know, parents, half of them ignorant anyway, going to believe what the kid's saying, and they're going to vote what the damn kid voted in school.
Yeah, they use the kids.
Politics. That's what it is, people. It's all about politics. But all I can say, you know what I'm saying, with politics is, you know, we got to continue participating, though. You know what I'm saying? Even though the system is fucked up right now, you know what I'm saying, we have to stay in that practice of just respecting each other's views. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's
politics and puppetry.
Yeah, even if it's down as, you know, the politics, still got to, you know, have that system set up to where we just basically respect each other's views. That's the way I look at politics. It's just about having the respect of people's views. And that's all, you know, agendas, referendums, and all the other kind of crap that they sit up here and write up. It's just a person's view on how they feel this should run or how they feel this should go. And if you vote for me, then I'm going to do my best to make this happen, you know, you know, for you and everybody else, you know what I'm saying, who voted for me. But, you know, right now we don't have that, you know what I'm saying? We don't have that. We got a dog and pony show that go on every day, and these people just sucks up, you know what I'm saying, taxpayers' money and sucks up people's time and effort, you know what I'm saying, and to really try to get somebody.
Their pockets.
Yeah, we really, people really do go to the polls to put people that they feel should be in there, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, man, you in a system that, hell, we elected Bush 2 times without even us electing him, you know what I'm saying, in the name of faulty voting machines and the lost write-in ballots and all this other gay shit that they came up with. But it's so surprisingly that all of these little elections like this, there's no problem when people go to the polls. It's
you can't even be sure your vote is getting accounted for these days.
Right. When it comes to your local issues, there's never a problem with any of your voting equipment. How in the hell is that? You've never read that in the papers. Tomorrow, November 2nd, you know what I'm saying, anybody that has to vote for their senator, their governors, their local communities, their state representatives for their district, their board of county commissioners, which people don't even know who the hell that is, you know what I'm saying, your justice of the Supreme Court, your commissioner of agriculture, your chief financial officer. I mean, you got all these people that, you know, and people don't know what the fuck these people is. They don't even know what their positions are for. You know what I'm saying? What is the chief financial officer? What is his job?
Yeah.
Anybody know what the Commission of Agriculture's job is?
I could guess.
Well, agriculture, I'm pretty sure it's got something to do with farming and something, but farmers got their own little thing that they have. They got somebody that represents the farmers. I don't think that's him.
I'm just so anti-politics, man. It's like, to me, it's my biggest turnoff.
Yeah, it is. Because it's stupid. To me, it's absolutely fucking stupid.
You see, I think there's a reason why it rhymes with magician, politician, because
yeah,
they both do the exact same trick, and the main trick of a magician is distraction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
So it's all distracting you like football, you know, negative to the people that like football, but, you know, it really is just a distraction to get us off what's really going on. Exactly.
Right. From the bigger picture.
Same with the holy days. Same with these holy days. Like we were mentioning before, Christmas, it's just built to leave you broke into the new year. And when you realize everything is rituals and it's based on rituals, we'll see how they put a ritual on you to keep you broke into the new year. Because you know how they say keep a dollar in your pocket if you want to go into the new year with money. You know what I mean? If that's true, that's why they want to take that dollar from you, because they know that power of the ritual. And all the...
No, you cut out, man.
What? Yo.
Yeah. Hey, you cut out.
I think I was touching on something there, and they didn't want it to be heard.
You know how that is, man. You know how that is.
Shit. Wow.
It happens quite frequently on this show, brother. It happens quite frequently on this show. But,
I had a very weird sound go through my phone. I don't know if it was recorded. It sounded like...
I heard you. It clicked like real bad. Like you just like they cut. I don't know. Show's recorded any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? So shit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
When
these holy days.
On the truth, man. When you touching on the truth.
Yeah, that's what it is. As soon as I talked about the holy days, I guess they don't want us talking about that. But as I was stating, it's all rituals. Exactly the same thing with Christmas. It's all a ritual that these powers that be keep us under their thumbs with, using these ancient rituals. Yes. And it's like these rituals, all they're going to do is keep you bounded to them if you follow them. And when I figured that out, that's what made me just totally disregard any holiday that's created by the government or whoever, the powers that be. You know, anything man-made... disregard it.
Unless you make it up yourself. I mean, make it up yourself. I mean, shit, every day is a holiday.
Nah,
you
know, I like what you were saying, Smelly.
Day, you know?
Make it your own. Make it your own holiday.
Every day, man. I mean, when I wake up, it's happy I woke the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Lord bless me.
Every day should
my
be Thanksgiving Day.
Exactly. That's so exact.
Every day you should celebrate life. You know?
It's
another day
you're here.
Day. I think there should be a holiday which is celebrate taking a breath day, or being able to take that breath. You know what I mean? That's the way I look at life. And the reason I celebrate Thanksgiving is because you can't get a negative connotation from that word.
Well, yeah.
Celebrate that we're able
to
talk right now.
Yeah, thanks
right
and
here.
Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thanks for giving. You know, if you can't be righteous enough to be thankful for giving, then there's a problem in your life. You know, that's the way I look at it. And like your other caller was saying, every day should be Thanksgiving, really.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. S, this is Heavenly Angel. Heavenly Angel, this is S. Be in the chat room.
Nice to meet
you.
Greetings, Heavenly Angel.
Yeah.
Me.
Greetings and salutations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Now, look, this is the polls. This is the poll that just came in. Early voting here in my county. 77,360 people, so-called, came out and voted. That's for early voting now. That's for early voting. And the thing of it is, it's people stand in line, and I did this last year. People stand in line with these sample ballots that they send out. They actually stand in line with the sample ballots.
God.
Right, it's the same
practicing,
crap. You finna, it's the same crap. But while you standing there, and I'm telling you, when I started this same type of shit, and I started asking people in line, I'm like, well, step over on the back and tell me what referendum you voting for. And they start looking at all this shit, and they looking like, well, what the hell is this? What the hell is this? What the? Exactly. Dude, what the hell are you standing in line for?
Oh, man.
Like, I'm
brainwashed.
For real. People like, man, it is part of a process, but man, you know, we have to have a form of we have to have a way of governing ourselves. You know what I'm saying? You have to have that. So you have to have a system to set up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. The way the system set up is just fucked up, man. It's fucked up. I don't even feel like I'm really part of no system. I feel like I govern myself on a daily basis. I report to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm responsible for me.
See, that's what they call sovereignty.
I'm my everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm me. I'm the president. I'm the mayor. The goddamn everything, man. Because, I mean, if you don't do that and you start following the ways of shit that you do see on TV and the political process, man, please, they'll motherfuckers will hate you. I mean, why would people hate me because of my political view? You know what I'm saying? People ask me, I don't like Democrats. I don't like Republicans. I don't, you know what I'm saying? They take it the same way. It's just if you're a Republican, might as well be a Christian, and a Muslim might as well be a Democrat. You know,
and they still
play the racial divide between the two.
Yeah.
They still play the racial divide. When you look at the map, and they show the red states and the blue states. You know what I'm saying? They show the southern states, and then they show the northern states. But it's a clear divide. It's like nothing sprinkled. You don't see like no blue sprinkling in with the red and the red sprinkling in with the blue. It's a clear divide. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this is how everybody thinks. And down here this is how everybody thinks. You know, that's some bullshit. That's some crazy.
The powers that pretend they know the best trick is the old world of conquering and dividing to control. So they will continue to create these little mechanisms to keep us controlled through the division and the conquering and dividing, which I believe goes back to Sun Tzu and the art of war, which everybody proclaims to love, which is a totally negative book. You know, and people love this book and proclaim it as, you know, the genuine article or something. But when you really look at what you're reading about, you're basically studying the art of war. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
to me, I don't want to study war. I don't want to study bombs dropping. Exactly. And people go and live by this book just because it has tactics in there on how to kill another person. You know what I mean? So this is the number one tactic that's in that book, which is divide and conquer. That they all follow, that the government follows, and they know by doing this, they keep the control. It's disgusting.
Well, and it's only a few that actually know, man. That's the whole scary part. That, you know, it's few. It's many, but it's still few. Yeah, it's many. It's a whole lot of people that know. But out of those whole lot of people, it's few that want to actually accept it and want to really wake up and open their eyes and be like, okay, yeah, now I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I'm done. You know, and until you come to that point, yeah, you keep yourself in that revolving door. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know a lot of brothers have got a lot of wisdom and stuff, but, I mean, if you don't apply that wisdom to change your current situation, you know, what's the point? I met so many homeless people that are the smartest motherfuckers on the planet Earth. But they choose...
Ex-astronauts.
They choose their state. They choose to be that because I've already been amongst the world, and they don't like the world. They don't like the world in the way that it's currently in the state of. But if that's the case, you know... Michael Jackson say, we are the world. Technically, you are the world. I mean, you are your own solar system. You your own everything.
As
your sun and moon.
So
yeah, you all of that. You everything.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
You have to just admit that. You everything. You know, you are everything. So whatever you create, you know, people either going to love it and a lot of people going to hate it for the simple fact that people love it. You know, people in my neighborhood hate, you know what I'm saying, hate the fact that I got a radio show, hate the fact that I talk, and I don't just sit there and play music like the goddamn FM and AM, but motherfuckers will sit up there and listen to nonsense in the morning for 4 hours straight, while these motherfuckers sit there and kick your mama jokes and and talk about, you know, political dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? And won't talk about nothing, you know, for your enlightenment. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or further in your situation. You know what I'm saying? They won't hear that. They don't want to hear that. I want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? They hear it, but they don't want to hear it. You know, they hear it, but they don't want to hear it, man. You know, it's just crazy.
We got real issues that you have touched base on, like what's in our water, what's in our food.
Yeah, but they you know.
What's in our
and
toys?
I'm living that. But this is, it's not just because I come up with something out of, you know, it popping out of my ass like, pow. I'm living that every day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can drive to the fucking beach and see this goddamn tar. It's on the fucking beach.
I know, the oil's cool.
But you motherfuckers are sitting here telling me that everything is cool. The leak is stopped and all of that. Come the hell on, man. Come the hell on. Are you telling me that the day that they claim that the oil leak has stopped, what happened to all the cleanup, though? Okay, now that it's stopped, okay, now we need to get in high gear to get all this shit cleaned up. You didn't hear anything else about the cleanup. You didn't hear anything
about
the destroyer.
We already know. They could have fixed that day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What we going to see, and just like I said, it happened 25 years before I even did that first
show. Sure did,
that
79.
That shit been happened. But like I'm saying is, it's all for that politics. It's all in the name of the fake capital, the fake barter tool that we have, in the name of money. You know?
It's part of the matrix.
You know?
Either you want to be tapped into the matrix, or you're going to unplug yourself.
This was crazy, too. They got Facebook. Why would you have a Facebook privacy scare? What is private about the internet?
Nothing.
What is private?
Nothing.
I mean,
it's not meant to be private, for one.
When you can type in the search engine, go to Google and type in how to hack a Facebook page, and some motherfuckers got a website dedicated to that. How to hack a MySpace page. It's a motherfucker that's got a website. How to hack Period. It's a motherfucker with a website that's getting paid for putting that type of information. That is
exactly.
What? Are you serious?
Well, you see, that's why I feel blessed from day one when I started online, like in the early 90s. I had the whereabout to know never to put my personal information into anything. So every account that I have is under an artist's name and has a fake address from day one.
Yes.
This is being unplugged from the matrix, I believe. And I've been blessed to just be able to travel down that path of knowing that this is all part of a scheme where they're going to gather up all of the people's personal information and use it against us.
Yep.
Just if you Google a bunch of shit, and then 20 minutes later, all of a sudden, you go on a website and you see everything you Googled as an ad or a coupon, you know that they're tracking you. You know what I mean? Every little thing. And then let's get onto the little scanner cards that they give you at the grocery shops.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another way of tracking you to see how much you're spending, see what type of food that you eat. And it's all a big survey by the powers that be. Just like you were saying about the polls, I just think it's a poll to see how many people come to the poll.
Yeah.
Not just that,
like,
to see where your mind is set.
You know?
Exactly. They're trying to see where your mind's at, where your money's at, where your food's at. Then they know where everything's at.
Exactly. Your habits and everything.
Exactly.
Okay, well, he's an organic person, so we know if we try to poison the food, you know what I'm saying, we'll have to go after the organic people, too. We can't just go after the people that drink
milk. Go back to the drawing board and figure out something that'll, you know, work with
that. Now people are you know, getting tired of the milk. Okay, now they you know, drinking more powdered milk now. So how the hell can we get some of this hormone growth for the kids into the powdered milk? Because now they're not drinking the liquid form that we already fixed up for them.
Exactly.
Oh, it's in everything. All the poisons they can get in our system through,
you know,
clothing, through products that we purchase, food, water, air, everything.
I wanted to literally go to jail one time because I went into Walmart one day and was buying water, and the next day, and they had, you know, babies. I don't know how the hell you get babies water, but they got babies water. But then when I went back in there the next day, the baby's water said, now with fluoride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, hell no.
And I'm like, with fluoride? Are you serious? Now you putting it directly into the baby's nursery water so the baby can drink it. But then y'all sit up there and say cats and dogs shouldn't drink it because it kills them instantly.
Well, let's not forget, on the back of the toothpaste tube, it says if you swallow a pea size of the toothpaste, see a poison specialist.
Yeah, madness.
A poison specialist. So it's like they have to come up with some antivirus, basically, or antivenom to cure whatever disease they put in your ass. You know what I mean? So it's disgusting. This fluoride thing, you see, luckily I was blessed enough to know about that shit. And I started looking at the baby's toothpaste, and almost all the baby's toothpaste had it in there. So I had to find the one single toothpaste that didn't have it in there. You know what I mean? And they even show you how, you know, they market it where, you know, fluoride free. Why is this one so special and it's extra money? Because it's fluoride free. People have
exactly.
to see.
Everything is extra. I mean, even when you go on and look for a healthier
organic
food.
Yeah, organic
food.
You
got
to watch
yeah.
organic food. Don't get
yeah.
me started.
Oh, yeah.
I have a whole
yeah,
website
so.
On that.
There's a
yeah,
key
so, I mean,
to organic food and grocery where they said there's that number code on the vegetables and fruits, and if it has a 9 at the very last number, that's non-organic. So that's a little tip. Yeah, that's a little vegetable and fruit tip.
Just because it says that.
Yes.
It has organic properties.
Yes. Right. And what you will see is a 8, and that automatically is telling you that this is some genetically modified shit, you know? So that's a little...
They radiate our food, too.
Oh yeah, and that's why when you get the bananas green, and all of a sudden within 2 days they turn yellow. That's that radiation. They basically gas the food.
Yep, all of it.
To keep it in a certain state, almost like cryogenetically freezing it to keep its freshness, which is unnatural.
Right.
Hmm.
Wow, that's
so
go on and on with this.
So it can be kept longer, yeah, on the store shelves, so it won't look all rotted by the time you get it. But then
exactly.
It's rotted if you don't hurry up and eat it within like 2 days, 2-3 days.
That's the good old preservatives. The good old preservatives.
Mm.
Who knows what's
yeah.
in that shit?
Yeah. And that's an everything, boy. Every single thing you read got something to preserve it. Which is, and that got to be scary too, though. If it's so powerful enough to prolong and preserve that food, what is it doing to your body? You
exactly. That's why there's so many health issues going on with all the preservatives, adjectives, dyes, everything that they put in our foods is slowly killing. Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's disease. I mean, you name it. Diabetes. The list goes on and on. Headaches, migraine headaches, obesity. Now people and they got medication to counteract the effects but in our foods.
Oh my god, they got us duped to the
and
third degree.
Yeah, I didn't know that though. Yeah, well, yeah, matter of fact, because Ambino gas, Ambino and Gas X and all this other kind of crap that they, how you gotta take a medication to
for acid reflux.
You know what I'm saying? Why you just don't tell me?
Stop eating that food you're eating. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Stop eating that food and find something else that don't give you acid reflux.
Well, here's a thought. Listen to this. This is way out there. What about the? Oh gosh, I can't even get the word to my head now. Birth control. You know what they're doing to women nowadays? Taking their periods away. Only have it 3 or 4 times a year.
Well, women
what's,
are taking
really
that
on
away.
The condom?
They're not forcing y'all to do that.
What lubricant is that? What's really going on there?
It's these women that blame on the women. It's people that keep watching these videos, that keep watching TV, that keep watching Days of Our Lives, that keep watching Lifetime Channel, that put all the fake love up, you know what I'm saying, love scenes and all this other kind of crap. And the kids don't know how to differentiate that, you know what I'm saying, from life and you know, fake, you know what I'm saying? Like that, what you see on TV, that's not real life. You know, once you sit up there and you have sexual intercourse with a person and you have unprotected sex, man, you just lessen your chance of living by tenfold because you don't know what the person has or not. You know what I'm saying? And these kids running around, ain't none of them getting blood tests. They don't do blood tests in school. You know what I'm saying?
No, they don't.
Which is going to be scary. That, you know, in probably a year or two, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be blood testing in schools because of the age rate is so high in schools.
I remember when they used to give us shots, booster shots and stuff in school.
Yeah, but then alone, because we are in the the capitalistic country of the world and everybody's about lawsuit and suing this and suing that. You know what I'm saying? That's where I believe that arise. You know what I'm saying? Just like prayer in school and everything else. You know, because what you are doing now is you're taking a child's rights away. You know, that child should have the right to or not to take that booster shot. You know, and this is how they're looking at it. You know, you shouldn't tell my child that they have to take it because you don't know my child's medical history, the person that's administering that. So just because you think that it's healthy, and you know what I'm saying, you start injecting kids with drugs, well, you know, every kid ain't, you know what I'm saying, body ain't made the same.
Man, I think it's the worst epidemic known to man because people are so duped, they actually think this shit is good for you. You know what I mean? And it's the worst thing ever known to man, vaccination. Okay, let's look at the problems with vaccination. To me, it's just a more pure form and a more upright form of the use of fluoride because this shit is 20 times more toxic. Yeah, it's 20 times more toxic. And what it's doing...
And nervous system diseases.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, it's doing exactly what fluoride would do if you took it directly. So they're basically giving you the stronger form. They're like cutting out the middleman because the fluoride takes too long. They just going to shoot it into your child. And what it's going to do is leave this child in a dumbed-down state for the rest of their life. And that's going to prevent them from ever fighting back because just like fluoride, it keeps you in that state of dumbfoundedness where it's just like if you look at the Jews during the Holocaust, and you see the look in their eyes, that's what fluoride does to you. It almost drains the soul from you. And this is what these vaccinations are doing. Hence, you get people like the child of Jenny McCarthy who has autism. And these children can't even basically put two words together. You know, most of them. And this is where they want us to be. They want us to be in this state of mind where we can't even think for ourselves. And this is how sickening this government is doing us, America in specific.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, good people, we got like 2 minutes, right? We got cut off the last time. We was in good conversation the last time. We got cut off.
Oh, yeah, but, chopping it up.
Yeah.
Well,
this is, you know, the BS.
Have you touched base on bullying in school yet?
Do
a show on that. My daughter's suspended right now from she's been being bullied all school on the bus, and it finally came to a head, and she wasn't taking it no more, and now she's suspended along with some other kids.
With the kids, yeah.
Yeah, but she's she's been out of character for a while, taking it out on everybody else. Nobody would listen to her. I tried to tell her, try to work it out on your own, you know. That ain't going to be the answer.
Well,
now
happened,
there's a guy right now
who's on the Dr. Phil show,
who's going to... His daughter was being bullied. He got on the bus and threatened all the kids and the bus driver that he was going to kill him. He kept bothering her. So now he's got a lawsuit.
That ain't no solution. That ain't no solution.
He had terrible palsy and was, you know, they were harassing her. But these kids
counselors. That's what I'm saying. You know, we don't
school
have
school counselors.
That no
I've been
more.
Calling the school counselors. I called the school. They weren't doing anything. So now
right.
I have an
we
appointment
have
on Thursday.
No
they need to do something.
They don't care.
I want them
you know,
to take
back,
a poll
back
in
the days
in the classrooms.
School
are they being bullied
were supposed
on the
to
bus?
Call the parent and say, hey, you know, we've received complaints against your child for bullying. If they addressed every single child in the school, then they will narrow it down. It ain't like everybody's bullying each other. It's a handful of bad apples that are spoiling the bunch. Therefore, the guidance counselors need to be stepping up their game, their training, and pinpointing that. You know what I'm saying?
But it's got way out of hand, Smelly. It's not just one person. It is a clique now. It's a clique of bullies. Like
right.
The little
but
itch that
it
she all that. Get your little girl bullying my daughter.
It can be identified, and once it's identified, then you have to get those kids out. That's what they have alternative schools for. I mean, because if you don't want to sit up here and learn the regular way, then you need to learn the alternative. And the alternative is to go over here to damn the jail school, which is what I used to go to when I was young. So I wasn't boot camp, but it was something similar to that. You know what I'm saying? And I just wasn't at the point where I had to live there. But they actually had living, you know what I'm saying, facilities for junior high school kids who just, you know what I'm saying, couldn't take it at home, couldn't behave in school and everything else. And then that's what they did. They put them to a special school, you know what I'm saying, and